Hello? Hello? Who's there?
Your freaking chatter. Drop it. And your wallet.
I'm dropping it. I'm putting it down slowly. I'm a student.
Any funny business, I'm gonna cut you up.
I'm broker than you are. I mean, look at those shoes you're wearing.
I didn't tell you you could talk.
Those are commissary shoes.
Shut up.
And the haircut.
Haircut. I say shut up.
Spiky hair?
Instead of worrying about my haircut, you should worry about your throat.
Are you a cop?
I kill cops.
No. No undercover would wear those shoes or go out on the street with a Sigma Chi fraternity tattoo.
Hey,
I'm a student from a place where overalls are formal wear, and even I look outside once in a while.
But you don't...
I know who you are.
Who?
You're with Intelligence College, boy.
Wait a second.
This is about that spy job. You guys can't do this to people. It's illegal.
How'd you like me to rip your arms off?
For crying out loud, could you at least stop grinning at me?
I'm sorry. It's just something I do when faced with the ridiculous.
It's a test for new recruits. You did great.
Great? Jeez, you don't even look like a Boston thug. You look like something out of Central Casting.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm not a recruit. I'm not interested.
Because of the tattoo? Nobody ever noticed it before.
I live in Southie. My landlady is scarier than you.
Think about your country. Take the job.
Oh, what? I get 2 years of spy school, and then I get to hang out in alleys scaring civilians?
Jesus. Look, could I walk home with you? You could at least show me what people wear in your neighborhood.
No. I'd die of embarrassment. Morons.
Ronnie, what's going on there?
Oh, the sweet sounds of Corner Boy and his refugee bride finding domestic bliss.
Oh.
They always fight when it gets hot, and it's hot in Boston. How's it in Kentucky?
Oh, it's hot, but it's a lot quieter. Ronnie, you gotta move.
Would if I could afford to. I had the weirdest couple of days. My country wants me to be a spy.
A spy?
First, I got recruited by Professor Avi. You remember me talking about him, cultural anthropology?
Oh yeah, the one you thought was a spook.
He wears a service ring. He only started teaching about 10 years ago, which means he could have done 20 and out. And one day, a couple of kids were talking about buying a car. Every model they mentioned, he knew how long it would float.
How long it would float?
If you ran it off a bridge.
Okay, that is a little strange, but that doesn't make him a spy.
What, just really, really weird?
You think everybody has a secret life.
Everybody does.
I don't.
The reservoir.
Jesus H, Ronnie, how do you know that? Were you checking up on me?
No. You had a new state park pass sticker on your vehicle. Your wet clothes in the laundry room smelled like pond water. You suddenly hated John Lee Peacock. And you gave up your virginity to Jason that weekend.
Oh, I hate you. You should be a spy.
So the guy with the spiky hair says, "Can I walk you home? See what real people wear?" I mean, what idiots. And this is like 2 days after Professor Avi said I should send my resume to Virginia.
I can't believe you, Ronnie. I'd have been too scared to notice anything.
No, this guy, you'd have noticed.
Hey, it sounds like your neighbors have stopped fighting.
Oh, God. That means they're gonna make up.
That's bad?
Their headboard is right against the wall of my bedroom.
Gotcha. Oh, that reminds me. Mom said to tell you she heard about the guy
who's posing as a flower delivery man.
And attacking women in their apartment.
And not to open my door. Anyway, I don't have to take the spy job, thank God. I got something better.
Oh my God, Ronnie, that's great.
Not so great. It's this kid, he's starting a business. He has a printer fabricator. This is where you work?
A lot of people work where they live.
This is where you live? Ooh, I think something died over here.
That smell? I think it's the curtains. Someone spilled milk on them.
On the curtains?
There's the printer fabricator.
It's a desktop model.
Yeah?
Well, I thought you were going to do manufacturing.
I am. I mean, we are. Small things. Look, here's a spec sheet for our product. What do you think?
It's a plastic kitten.
Aha! It's a disposable chatter that looks like a plastic kitten.
Like a chatter you'd get in a quickie store?
Right. See, I can fabricate them and sell them to the refuse.
The what?
Refuse. Refugees. They can't afford a real service.
Your fabricator can't make these.
Can't?
Not so much. They're too thick. This is a desktop.
But they said I could use a fabricator like this.
That was so mean of them, wasn't it? Like, my uncle has a print fab shop. If you take the carriage arm off and use electrostatic polymer, you might get it to run. But who knows how long it would last.
You're a genius. Let's try it.
Trevor, what do you suppose it's doing?
I don't know. I think maybe it's just slow.
My uncle's print fabs never made this noise.
Well, Ronnie, this one's not like his.
I guess not.
Look, Ronnie, you work for me, okay? So I'd appreciate it if you didn't question every decision I make, all right? So, you'll be putting in when?
Not as Friday works for you.
Friday's good. Look at that. Don't they look great?
Well, they are cute.
We make a great team, Ronnie.
Trevor, there's no team here. We made 49 cheap chatters before your fabricator exploded.
Shaped like kittens, girls will love them.
I need a job. You need to relocate back to reality.
We'll get another print fab and make them for what? 7% of what a cheap chatter costs in a convenience store? We'll clear a good chunk of change. Your 15% will bring you a...
15%? In addition to my salary?
Well, not exactly. I mean, all my capital's tied up in the chatters. But this is better. 15% of what we net. I mean, 25%. 25%, Ronnie. You can be a partner. Forget working for me. 50%. Ronnie, don't shake your head. Besides, I can't afford to pay you. Not until we sell some kittens.
So I took 14 disposable chatters as payment and scrammed.
What are you gonna do with 14 chatters?
Shaped like little purple kittens.
Right, shaped like kittens.
Oh, hold on. They're good for 400 hours. They make great gifts.
Yeah, got any not so girly? Maybe shaped like a cobra?
No.
Wolf?
No.
Cow, even?
Just kittens.
Yeah, okay. I'll take two.
Thanks. I'm back. I'm selling them at a flea market. So, I guess I'm gonna get fitted for an all-black suit and commissary shoes.
You are gonna be a spy. They give you pens with knockout gas in them. Now, what girl doesn't need a pen with knockout gas in them?
Particularly in the big city.
Where guys pretending to deliver flowers...
Knock on innocent women's doors. Oh, give your mom a hug for me.